Hello， 大家好啊 ，Welcome to the Art of Hong Kong Geeks by Dummy， 我系 Dummy，I'm Dummy。Hello， today I want to talk about some sentences and some phrases you can use to ask for clarifications or provide clarifications. I know this topic is especially important. As a Cantonese learner, there might be many occasions where you need to ask someone to repeat, to speak up,to say it slower or to clarify what they mean, because of course it even happens all the time to Cantonese seniors as well, who can actually comprehend the English language too well, but they keep on saying yes, yes to acknowledge whatever the other person is saying. So seeing that the Cantonese speaker is saying yes, they usually assume that they can understand. And of course, that's the situation you would want to avoid because you might miss important details and also misunderstand the entire situation altogether. So let's talk about how we can ask for clarifications in Cantonese today. We want to start out with the basics, and I believe a lot of you already know how to express that you can't understand something. Now let's go over it all together again. To expressThe lack of understanding, the easiest way to say it is 唔好意思，我唔明。Excuse me, I don't understand. 唔好意思，我唔明。Or you can also say 對唔住，我唔明。Sorry, I don't understand. 對唔住，我唔明。明 means understand.In short form, 明白，明白。Of course, you are also welcome to say, 唔好意思，我唔明白。Excuse me, I don't understand. 唔好意思，我唔明白。Or, 对唔住，我唔明白。Sorry, I don't understand. 对唔住，我唔明白。Exactly the same meaning.Here, 唔好意思 for excuse me and 对唔住 sorry are interchangeable. So you can say it either way, it doesn't really matter. Or in a more formal, proper way, you can say 唔好意思我唔理解 Excuse me, I'm not comprehending. 唔好意思我唔理解 Or 对唔住我唔理解对唔住我唔理解。理解，理解 means to understand or to comprehend. Or instead, you can also say, 唔好意思，我唔明系咩意思啊。Excuse me, I don't understand what that means. 唔好意思，我唔明系咩意思啊。意思 means meaning.意思 or 对唔住我唔明系咩意思啊 sorry I don't understand what that means 对唔住我唔明系咩意思啊 or sometimes you might want to put it in another way and saying oh sorry I'm not following for saying sorry I'm not following in Cantonese it would be
对唔住我跟唔到啊对唔住我跟唔到啊
or
唔好意思我跟唔到啊
excuse me I'm not following
唔好意思我跟唔到啊
or you can also say it with the Hong Kong hybrid Cantonese version
对唔住我 follow 唔到啊
Sorry, I'm not following.
对唔住，我 follow 唔到啊。
Or,
唔好意思，我 follow 唔到啊。
Excuse me, I'm not following.
唔好意思，我 follow 唔到啊。
Note that this hybrid Cantonese version, you probably would only say it with the younger generation, Hong Kongers, because seniors might not even understand what follow means.Okay, very good. We can move on to talking about how to ask for repeats. Note that all the sentences and phrases that I'm going to tell you, you can also add 唔該, as in please or thank you, at the beginning or at the end to make it sound more polite. For example, the most simple and the least polite way to ask for repeats is 咩话？咩话？ Meaning, what is that?
咩话？
Or, 你讲咩话？ What did you say?
你讲咩话？
Again, 咩, 咩 here means what, and 话, 话 can mean language or as a verb, it means to say. So literally, what language?
咩话?
Or 咩话, as in say what? Great. Or instead, you can say
你讲多次.
Say it one more time.
你讲多次.
Or
你讲多一次.
Say it one more time.
你讲多一次。
Or you can also start the question with can you something something. For example,
你可唔可以讲多一次?
Can you say it one more time? Literally, you can or cannot say more one time.
你可唔可以讲多一次?
讲 means to say, and 多 is more, and 次 means time.Qi is the unit classifier for counting how many times something needs to be done or is done. Or you can simply just ask them to repeat it again. To say to repeat it again, in Cantonese it would be
你重複多次。
你重複多次。Literally, you repeat more time.
你重複多次。
Or you can say,
你重複多一次。
Repeat it one more time.
你重複多一次。
Or, again, starting with a can you something something question,
你可唔可以重複一次?
Can you repeat it one more time? Or literally, you can or cannot repeat one time.
你可唔可以重複一次?
重複 means to repeat. Now going right to the topic, asking for clarifications, how do you ask? If you want to say, what does that mean? In Cantonese, it is
係咩意思啊?
What does that mean? Literally, is what meaning?
係咩意思啊?
意思 means meaning.
意思
Or you can say
即係點啊?
Meaning what?
即係點啊?
即係 means that means or vaguely can be interpreted as in other words.
點,
點 here when used in a question it means what.Or you can say,
即係點解呀?
That means what? Literally, that means what solution?
即係點解呀?
點解 here doesn't mean why. 點解 here can be broken down and understood as 點, again meaning what, and 解, 解 means to resolve or a resolution. So literally,What's the resolution? But really, it just means, so what does that mean?
即係點解呀?
Or you can also say,
咁即係咩呀?
So, meaning what?
咁即係咩呀?
Good. And again, 咩 means what? Or you can also say,
我唔明啊。你可唔可以讲多啲?
I don't understand. Can you tell me more? Or literally, I don't understand. You can or cannot talk more.
我唔明啊。你可唔可以讲多啲?
Or you can say,
你可唔可以讲多少少俾我听?
Can you tell me a little more? Literally, you can or cannot talk more a little bit for me to hear.
你可唔可以讲多少少 俾我聽。 So here, 講多少少 means like tell me a little more. Or say for example, you can say like eat a little more, then you would say 食多少少，食多少少。 Or do a little more, 做多少少，做多少少。 And then in this question, 俾我聽，俾我聽 means for me to listen or to hear. And this bit, for me to listen or to hear, is the extra information. You can totally omit this because the meaning won't change. And same thing with the example earlier, you can also say, 我唔明啊，你可唔可以讲多啲俾我听？ I don't understand. Can you tell me more? Or literally, I don't understand. You can or cannot talk more for me to hear. 我唔明啊，你可唔可以讲多啲俾我听？ Very good. Sometimes you simply just cannot understand the way that the person is explaining the information to you, so you might want to ask them to say it in another way. And to say that in Cantonese, you would say, 你可唔可以用第二个方法再讲一次？ Can you tell me in a different way one more time? Or literally, you can or cannot use a second method to talk one more. 你可唔可以用第二个方法再讲一次？ Great. 方法 means method. 第二个方法 means a second method. 第二个方法。第 This character is used when you're counting ordinal numbers such as first, second, third, fourth, etc. Normally speaking, when you're just saying three people in Cantonese, it is 三個人。三個人。But if you wanted to say the third person in Cantonese, it is 第三個人。第三個人。Only when you're doing ordinal numbers, you need to add 第 in front of the numbers. I can explain further in another episode. Or you can also say, 你可唔可以用另一个方法再讲一次？ Can you tell me in a different way one more time? Or literally, you can or cannot use another method again to say one more time. 你可唔可以用另一个方法再讲一次？另一个 means another or another one. Or using the same or similar sentence structure, you can also say, 你可唔可以用第二个方法再解释一次？ Can you explain it in a different way one more time? Or literally,You can or cannot use the second method to explain one more time.
你可唔可以用第二个方法再解释一次？
Again, 方法 means method, and 第二个方法 means a second method. Or you can also say,
你可唔可以用另一个方法再解释一次？
Can you explain it to me in another way one more time? Or literally, you can or cannot use another method again to explain one more time.
你可唔可以用另一个方法再解释一次？
Very good. And 解释 means explain.Or another way of putting it is,
你可唔可以解释俾我听？
Can you explain that to me? Or literally,
You can or cannot explain for me to hear.
你可唔可以解释俾我听？
Again, 俾我听 for me to listen or hear is the extra bit of information. You can just omit it and just say,
你可唔可以解释？
Can you explain?
你可唔可以解释？
Or you can also say something like, Can you elaborate further?
你可唔可以解释得详尽啲？
Literally, you can or cannot, again, explain more in detail.
你可唔可以再解释得详尽啲？详尽。
Chang Jun means detailed, exhaustive, thorough, or elaborate. Very good. And now there are some questions that you can ask to get some more examples to help clarify the situation. For example, to ask for an example,
例如呢?
For example,
例如呢?
例如means for example. So literally you're just saying for example,
例如呢?
Or again you can also ask with a can you do 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 kind of question.
你可唔可以打个比喻?
Can you give me an example?
你可唔可以打个比喻?
So 比喻比喻 means an allegory or comparison or metaphor or figure of speech. So 比喻 literally you're asking someone to pose an example as a comparison so then it can help you clarify with what they're saying. Let me repeat.
你可唔可以打个比喻?
Or you can simply say
有冇啲咩例子?
Any examples? Or literally, have or not have some what examples?
有冇啲咩例子?
例子, 例子 is an example. But 例如, 例如 just now is for example. So just a slight difference, but don't confuse the two terms. Again,
例子
例子 is an example, and 例如 is for example. Very good. Now, requesting for people to slow down or quicken or speak up, you can say, Can you speak louder?
你可唔可以讲大声啲?
Literally, you can or cannot talk louder.
你可唔可以讲大声啲？
大声，大声 is loud. Again, 啲, 啲 is the ER form, meaning the comparative form. So,
大声啲，
大声啲 is louder.
大声啲。
Or for, can you speak slower?
你可唔可以讲慢啲?
Literally, you can or cannot talk slower.
你可唔可以讲慢啲?
And on the other hand, can you speak faster?
你可唔可以讲快啲?
You can or cannot talk faster.
你可唔可以讲快啲?
Very, very good. Now with all the basics, you are able to ask for meanings of a certain word or certain words. For example, if you're wanting to ask, what does apple mean? You would say in Cantonese,
Apple, 系咩意思啊?
Or if you want to say it in full Cantonese,
苹果是咩意思啊?
Again, what does apple mean?
Apple 是咩意思啊?
Or
苹果 是咩意思啊？苹果，苹果 is apple.
Or another way that you can say this is
apple 是点解啊？
What does apple mean?
Apple 是点解啊？
Or
苹果是点解啊？
Good. Or another very easy way is
apple 是咩啊？
What is apple?
Apple 是咩啊？
Or
苹果是咩啊？
Perfect. Now, in order to actually confirm that you understand, sometimes you might want to ask some kind of clarifying questions to make sure that you are understanding what the other person is saying. For example, we're talking about the apples again. The apples that you're referring to, meaning the fruit,
你讲嘅 apple 意思系咪即系水果啊
？Or
你讲嘅苹果意思系咪即系水果啊
？Literally, you talk of this apple, meaning is it the fruit?
你讲嘅 apple 意思系咪即系水果啊
？Or
你讲嘅苹果意思系咪即系水果啊
？Again, one more time. 意思 means meaning, and 即系 means that means or that is or in other words,
水果
means fruit. So then, basically, the sentence structure is
你讲嘅。X 意思系咪即系 Y 啊
？Meaning the X that you're referring to, meaning Y。
你讲嘅 X 意思系咪即系 Y 啊
？Meaning X would be whatever the other person has said, and Y would be your interpretation of what the other person has said. Another example，
你讲嘅衫。意思系咪即系着嗰啲衫啊
？The clothes that you're referring to, meaning the clothes that people wear.
你讲嘅衫意思系咪即系着嗰啲衫啊
？Are you understanding this? So when they say
你讲嘅衫
，the clothes that you're referring to.
So 衫 the clothes here is the X.
And your interpretation of it, which would be the clothes that people wear,
着嗰啲衫
would be the Y. Or to even clarify even further, you can give them two options or more than one option to choose from. The following example in Cantonese doesn't make much sense when interpreted in English.And that is because sometimes in Cantonese, there are so many words that have the same sound and the same tones, and those are called homophones. They share the same sounds. So therefore, sometimes you definitely need to clarify what they're referring to because, the same word or the same sound can have multiple meanings. Say, for example, let me give you this example in English. For example, the sun that you're referring toAre you referring to sun as in the sun of a mother or the sun as in the sun and moon? Something like that. So the example is exactly the same as previously.
你讲嘅衫意思系咪即系着嗰啲衫定系数目字衫啊
？In English,
the 衫 that you're referring to, meaning the clothes that people wear or the number three.你讲嘅衫意思系咪即系着嗰啲衫，定系数目字衫啊
？Now here, as you can see, the confusion is clothes in Cantonese is 衫 and the number three in Cantonese is also 衫 So therefore, without knowing the context, it's kind of hard to figure out whether or not they're referring to clothes or whether or not they're referring to the number three.So that's when you can also give people different options for them to choose from So then you can clarify which of the meaning is it that they're actually meaning.
Again, let me tell you that sentence one more time.
你講嘅衫意思係咪即係著嗰啲衫定係數目字衫啊
Perfect. 定係 means or. 定係 And 數目字 means number. Or you can also say for short, 數字 Exactly the same thing. Or you can also clarify and confirm whether or not you understand what they're saying by saying,
是不是即是说你们没一蚊一个苹果只是得一百蚊一个苹果啊
So meaning, you don't have a dollar an apple and only have $100 an apple?
是不是即是说你哋冇一蚊一个苹果，净系得一百蚊一个苹果啊！
一蚊 is a dollar. 蚊 is the dollar unit. So 一百蚊 is $100.
And 净系 means only. 净系
Good. And let me repeat that because it's kind of long.
是咪即系话你哋冇一蚊一个苹果，净系得一百蚊一个苹果啊
？So meaning you don't have a dollar an apple and only have $100 an apple. Perfect. Now eventually, hopefully, you can get to a point where you can actually express that you understand. To express understanding, I'm pretty sure a lot of you already know.To say, I understand, thank you so much, you can say,
我明啦，唔该晒。
Again, 我明啦，唔该晒。And again, 明 is short for 明白 meaning understand. So instead, you can also say,
我明白啦，唔该晒。我明白啦，唔该晒。
Or you can also say, I now understand, thank you so much.
我现在明了，唔该晒你。我现在明白了，唔该晒你。
Again,
我现在明了，唔该晒你。
Or,
我现在明白了，唔该晒你。
Or you can also say, Oh, I see, thanks for explaining it to me.
哦，多谢你解释俾我听啊！哦，多谢你解释俾我听啊
！Again， 解释 is explain， and 俾我听 is for me to hear or for me to listen. Extra bit of information. You don't have to add it in. You can instead also say，
哦，多谢你解释啊！哦，多谢你解释啊！
Meaning, oh, I see. Thanks for explaining. Perfect. And that's it for today. Hopefully, if you encounter any kind of confusing situations or you can't really understand what the other person is saying, you know how to use some of these phrases to clarify what the other person is saying or make clarifications for yourself and express that you can understand or you can't understand.And of course, don't be shy ever to ask them to explain it to you again, to say it slower, or to give you clarifications, because you wouldn't want to think that you understand the situation, but your heads are actually in the clouds. So hopefully this episode will help you. And of course, remember, if you don't understand anything about this episode, do not forget to reach out to me and ask for clarifications. Thank you so much for listening.Talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested, please go on my Facebook page, which is The Art of Hong Kong Geese by a Dummy. Or if you want to look for the written materials, go on my website. I have everything up on there, which is www.theartofhongkonggeesebyadummy.com. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.